This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
We're experiencing unexpected high call volume, so you might experience a longer wait time.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait time. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Calling Best Buy. This is Lena. How may I help you?
Hey, Lena. Great. How you doing? I have the FMS number for you.
Sure. Go right ahead.
Okay. The FMS number is 7783-5062.
It's coming up slowly.
Mm-hmm. What did it say?
It's coming up slowly.
All right, I'm here. Just take your time.
All right. Can you confirm the client's name and address for me?
Yes, I sure can. That's Afonso Martian at 116 Gantt Circle, Apartment F, Screenwood, Illinois, 60107.
All right. What can I help you out with? Oh, I'm sorry. Phone number.
Okay, that phone number.
709.
865-29. Yes, sir.
Perfect.
Yes, I have a tech by the name of Sabino that called and confirmed that he was not able to do the OTR. That he was able to do the OTR, but he was not able to do the dishwasher because of the countertop and plumbing problems. So he wanted you to reach out to the customer.
What are the issues?
They have plumbing problems.
Like what?
The plumbing and the countertop spaces are not wide enough for him.
They're not what? Wide enough?
Wide enough, yes.
So the plumbing is not wide enough for him, or the countertop spot is not wide enough?
The countertop spot is not wide enough. And also he said that the dishwasher wasn't able to get installed because of the plumbing. But he installed the OTR.
Okay. So the only thing that's not installed is the dishwasher.
Correct.
And the dishwasher has two issues. The countertop spot that it needs to go in is not big enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have plumbing issues. Did he elaborate on the plumbing issue? Like, did he need a shutoff valve?
No, he didn't.
Being underneath the sink?
No. He just said that it was plumbing problem.
Okay. Thank you. I wish he elaborated on the plumbing issue.
Right.
Because otherwise I'm not really talking to the client with any knowledge of whatever the issue is that they need to get fixed.
Okay, what was your name?
My name is Lena, L-E-N-A.
Okay, that's a nice name. All right. L-E-N-I-A.
What's that?
That was L-A-N-I-A.
L-E-N.
A. Okay, gotcha.
Plumbing. Okay. Let's see why that doesn't look right. Can I place you on a small brief hold while I call the client?
Oh, yes, sir. Go along.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, team.
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
All right, thank you for holding. Do you know why he didn't install the range?
He had an
induction range.
Yeah, he did install the range. He said that he was just not unable to install the dishwasher.
Oh no, the client said his range never came at all.
Wow. Well, that's what the tech told me.
Okay. Well, I documented it. I documented that because he's like, "Do you know where the range is?" And I was like,
"Okay." How about that breeze code? We have one.
Yeah, we have one.
Okay.
All right, it's gonna be 287. 018-094.
So, just let him know that the customer didn't say that the OCR was there. That it was not there.
The range. The stove.
Okay.
The stove wasn't there.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, then.
He needs to make sure he doesn't have that pending complete, which he does. He's got to change that into pending reschedule. Okay.
Well, all right. On my end, I have all of them as cancel. They're in cancel status.
Everything's in cancel status?
As of 12 o'clock.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You also.
All right.